Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Detani Talks Parsha, this year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Just a couple of Parshas left here in Season 2. We are almost up to Simchas Torah where we start and renew the Torah cycle again. Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder. And now we are in the last couple of Parshas looking at Parshas Vayelech. A lot of times Nitzav Vayelech are together and sometimes they are not together. And even though it is a short Parsha, a quick Parsha, still a wonderful Parsha to learn about, especially on a Shabbat Shuvah before Yom Kippur. Different things abound in the Parsha. Looking at the word itself, thinking about the word Vayelech, we talked about the other week, comings and goings, when we're going, when we're out on the way, what are we involved with on the way? What are we involved with as we're traveling, as we're going, commuting to work, from work, as we're commuting on the way? Do we have nice Jewish music blasting and playing? Do we have Torah shears or Torah audiobooks or different things involved in the car? We could use that time as we're traveling, as we're coming and going, for a good purpose. Moshe goes to each person, to each household, to the Jewish people in his last moments of life, the last 36 days of his life. He's talking to the Jewish people, and literally on the last day of his life, he's talking to the Jewish people as he's going around, as he's walking around. When we, Lahavda, when we are walking around, when we are traveling, we can use that time for Torah. We can use that time to read Torah emails, to be involved in Torah shiurim and Torah podcasts, or reading the daf, reading the shtayim mikra, being involved in using our moments properly. Moshe literally goes, Vayelech Moshe, he travels and goes out and about to be able to talk to the people. We too should talk to Hashem, converse with Hashem, learn with Hashem when we are traveling on our ways. The words of the pasuk says, Moshe went to all of Israel, to all of the Bnei Israel, in Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Aleph, Moshe went to all of Israel. But the Torah doesn't tell us, as Chabad.org points out, the Torah doesn't tell us where Moshe went on this last day of his earthly life. It's literally the last day of his life. Where is Moshe going? Where is Moshe traveling? It doesn't say. The Hasidic masters say Moshe entered into the core of every Jew, into the core of every generation, into the core of every Jewish soul, so that every Jewish soul, that every Jewish neshama, that every Jewish person possess a spark of the soul of the neshama of Moshe. Moshe enters into each person through the words that he wrote down in the Torah, Al Pi Hashem. This is also Torah Sher Sam Moshe B'nei, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. Literally, every time we see the Torah, when it's lifted up for Hagbah, most people say the full pasuk, some say just to say the first part, because it's really two splices of Pesukim that are put together, as a rabbi taught us in Reshit and Yeshiva. When we look at the Torah, we see that it's the words that Moshe wrote down through the teachings of Hashem. When we learn the Torah, when we learn the commentators, when we learn different Sfarim, we could feel the spark of Moshe coming through us. Moshe was the teacher par excellence. We call him Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. There's only a few people in history that get such a title, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and we talk about the different aspects of different people. Those involved in the Gemara also have different aspects. We talk about the people involved, Rav Yehuda Hanasi. We talk about how they also were a great, great teacher, a great sage, a great leader. But the real title of Rabbeinu oftentimes goes to Moshe himself, because he was the leader of the Jewish people. And when we learn the Torah, we learn different Torah aspects, and we're involved in Torah matters and Torah endeavors, we could feel the spark of Moshe coming through us. So even though it's difficult at times to sit for long times to learn Torah, to sit for long times to read Torah, I talk about this often, there are many ways to access Torah and Torah Judaic literature. It doesn't have to be through the conventional box method. There are many ways to be inspired, to be involved in Torah, to learn Torah, to read Torah, to hear Torah. And it's not just literally opening up the Chumash, literally opening up the Mishnah, literally opening up the Gemara, even though that is wonderful. There are so many initiatives out there, so much Torah content out there that you could be inspired and uplifted just by using that aspect. There are so many WhatsApp groups themselves. You think about Meaningful Minute, it's 1 minute of a message, but it's a Torah message to spark ourselves. You think about the Sparks and Seconds WhatsApp group, and it also has pictures and videos and beautiful sayings, beautiful sparks of learning of Torah to spark ourselves as the spark of Moshe can be felt in us. There is a rabbi out there that gives a beautiful Torah rhyme every Shabbos. There's a rabbi out there that gives a beautiful Parsha message every Shabbos, a Parsha video. I myself try to give some sparks of messages, whether we do the Daf a couple of minutes or Parsha for 15 or so minutes. Perkei Avos, we try to do 5 or so minutes, and the radio we do for an hour, and OT we try to do 5 or so minutes. There are ways that we could spark ourselves so we get ourselves initiative involved in Torah. You want to have a good story, you want to soak in on a wonderful Shabbos afternoon or a wonderful Friday night, soak in a good Torah novel, a good Jewish novel from Feldheim or Shar Press or Menucha or Tzufta or Israel Bookshop. They have awesome, awesome books, and it's a way to access really good stories through a Jewish perspective, through a Torah perspective. You want to really inspire yourself with good music, you could find really talented Jewish individuals who have that factor that could bring the Torah to your life. One of our favorite artists of all time right now currently is Nissan Black. He has beautiful, beautiful music, uplifting music, excellent beats, but they're Torah messages, and he spits out the raps so fast. But if you look at the words, you listen to the words, they're really uplifting words, they're really uplifting Torah messages. We want to get that spark of the soul of Moshe. There are different ways to do so. There are different ways to access it. You want to have a good message, there are Torah emails that you could spark yourself every day. I get a couple of messages from OU Torah. They send a Shtayim Mikra one, they send a Nachyomi one, they send a Mishnah one, they send a Rambam one, a Mishnah Halachas, and they send an OU Kosher one. They used to have the Mitzvah one also every day. They're thinking about bringing it back in the future. And then there's also a Halacha Ben Olam Haba, where they talk about a different topic. They give a couple Halachas. And there's another one from Praying with Fire. I just saw it today. Hopefully we'll get that too. There's ways to spark ourselves every day. Spark yourself. You see, Moshe goes out the last day of his life trying to spark the people, trying to inspire the people, trying to ignite the people through whatever teachings he could give them in the last day. Moshe didn't go any place specific. He went everywhere on the last day of his life, because the Hasidic masters point out that he tries to enter the core of the soul of every Jewish person, the core of the soul of every Jewish being. However, you could be sparked if you could do so in the Torah matters and Torah aspects. It's wonderful to do so. There are wonderful, wonderful podcasts, Jewish podcasts out there, jewishpodcast.fm, and the wonderful app Yidpod that plays all of these shows, that plays all of the shiurim from a Torah's perspective, taking a great idea and making it Jewish. There's also a whole website of Jewish shows, yidflix.com, yidflicks.com, also Jewish content, Jewish shows, Jewish movies, and Jewish music videos. Wonderful ways to spark ourselves. If you like videos, you like movies, you like episodes, this is a great way to do, to spark yourself with the soul of Moshe, to find it in yourself. And he also talks about Ben Mea V'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, as Mordechai Shapiro Lahavdil sings in one of his songs. Moshe says, I am 120 years old today. He maintained his vigor, he maintained his strength, he maintained his look. He didn't look 120, I'm sure he had a gray beard, but he didn't look that age. He still had the vigor in him, but Hashem said that this is it, this is the end of your reign, this is the end of your time on this earth. But Moshe says, I am 120 today. Literally on the last day of his life, he was born and died on the same day. Today my days and years are fulfilled, as Chabad points out. And the first source from Chabad was my Anah Shel Torah, and this one is from the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah, from the Gemara. Today my days and years were fulfilled. On this day I was born, and on this day I shall die, Moshe says. This is to teach us that God fulfills the years of the righteous, to the day and to the month, to the hour, to the minute, for sure, as it is written in Shemos, in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chavav, I shall fulfill the number of your days. Hashem fulfills the days and gives the tzaddikim, we shall be zocha to be meritorious, to be considered a tzaddik, to be given years and years, as we are in Aser Simi Tshuva after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur comes, and Hashem seals the deal. For this year and all years, we shall be written, inscribed, and sealed for the book of life, the book of Parnassa, the book of happy, healthy, safe things for us, our spouses, and our kids, and the world at large. But we're talking about how it says here, fulfilling the years of the righteous to the day and to the month. And we talked about this on the Daf also, when it talked about seizing property. Do we take it to seize the day? Do we take it to be involved in carpe diem, seizing the day, making sure not to procrastinate, to send things to the next day, to use our days, to use our hours, and to use our minutes wisely? course, we need to rest and recharge and relax at the end of the day. And I'm all for wonderful, wonderful Jewish books and novels at times, but during the waking hours, during those energetic hours when I myself feel the energy from 8 in the morning till maybe 8 at night before the tiredness starts crashing in, how do we use those hours? How do we use those minutes? As we talked about before, there's so many WhatsApp groups and initiatives. I actually just joined a group the other day. Rabbi Schaefer from the Shmooze actually has a group to send out Chizik messages throughout the week. A couple of times a week, he sends out a 2-minute video, a 3-minute video. What a wonderful way to get a little bit of a spark of some Torah. We know Sparks and Seconds is a wonderful WhatsApp group. You're welcome to join us as well, where we also have it that they send different messages. The Daf is shown there, the Pirkei Avos show, Shir is shown there, and there's beautiful messages. There were sparks of Rosh Hashanah, sparks of Halacha, sparks of Parsha, different pictures of Gedolim and different people involving different things. Jewish entertainers singing to the fragile, to the elderly, to the sick. Beautiful pictures and messages involved, and it only takes a few seconds to spark that soul, like the soul of Moshe, using the seconds, using the minutes, using the hours in your days to be involved in Torah content. Meaningful minute, also beautiful messages. Oftentimes they have a Torah series once a week. They send out and they have the message, a meaningful minute. They send out that minute to make the most out of the meaning of your minute. And one of their episodes that they sent out a couple of weeks ago talked about why they started it in only a minute, because the value of a minute is really wonderful. We could use our minutes, use our hours, use our days, just like we talk about dailygiving.org, where you can use a dollar to go a long way when you combine with other people donating to a certain charity every day. And when there are 10,000 people involved, that means $10,000 from $1 from each family, from each person, goes a long way. So to a minute can go a long way. If you spark that minute, you ignite that minute using it for Torah, using it for Torah content, that minute goes farther than really just that minute. When we see that Moshe goes out, Vayelach Moshe, he goes out the last day. He could have done anything. He could have got his will in effect. He could have got his affairs in order. Could have said goodbye to his kids and his wife too. Could have tidied up his tent itself. But he uses that last minutes, those last minutes, those last hours, that last day, to talk to the Jewish people, to infuse himself into the soul of every Jewish person, into the neshama of every single person, as we say. The pasuk we mentioned earlier, Rizos HaTorah, this is the Torah that Moshe transmitted to us from the words of Hashem, that he wrote down. He gives it to us from the words of Hashem. And we want to spark ourselves to make sure to have that core, to have that essence from Moshe himself, the last day. How can we seize the day? 120 years, he used every minute of every year. Obviously, every minute can't be exactly involved as Moshe did, but we have to try in our days. We know when it says at the end of the life of many of the Avos and Imahos, we're going to come to some of my favorite Parshios in a couple of weeks. One of my favorite personalities in the whole Torah is Avram Avinu himself. We just read about Avram and Sarah on Rosh Hashanah, the first day when they're told about a child coming, and the second day when the Akedah itself, very moving. Every year it's a very emotional story, how he brings him to bring the Karban. Of course, he doesn't actually become the Karban, but when it talks about the end of the life of Avram, and it talks about the end of the life of many different people, it says Yemei Shanei, and we talk about this often. Why does it say Yemei Shanei? Because the days of the years, why didn't it just say Shanei? 147 for Avram, why doesn't it just say how many years he lived? Because some people live a long life, but they don't use the days in their life. They could live 120 years, but they lived only 30 years, using them for good things, using them for Torah, using them for mitzvot, using them for chesed. And some people live a very short life. Unfortunately, the Arizal only lived 36 or 39 years or so, but all of those years were used in a good purpose. So even though it was 36 years, the amount that was done was as if it was 120 years. We want it to be that we use the days and we use the years, as it says here, 120 years to the day, fulfilling the length of his life for Moshe. We want it to be that we have a life that is Yemei Shanei, that the days are used and the years are used, where we use the days and we use the years. Each day, Sarah and Avram used it to the fullest extent. They were full years and full days, because again, you can have a life that is long years but lasting, but lacking in days, and you could have a life that is short in years but full in days. We want it to be that our lives are full in days and full in years. And the way to do that is to make sure to seize the day, to fulfill the day, to grab the day, carpe diem, as we talked about, and the daf, and to make sure that we use the Jewish soul that Hashem puts in us through Moshe, that Moshe puts in us to make sure to spark our minutes, to spark our days, to spark our years as we come to Yom Kippur. And we ask Hashem for another year of life. We ask Hashem to forgive us for all our wrongs, and we think about how we fall off. And Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, a famous pasuk, a big pasuk that is an inspiration for me. We think about every day, every year, although we fall a lot, we try to make more good than bad in our lives, try to have more white than black in our souls and in our life. And as we come to the year, we could ask Hashem for another year, and we could ask Hashem, let us use the years, use the months, use the weeks, use the minutes, use the hours to the fullest extent. And there's so many ways to go about that, whether it's WhatsApp groups or videos or podcasts or emails or messages. There are many ways to use those days, to use those minutes, to use those years. As we think about Vayelech Moshe, Moshe goes, and what does he do on his last day? What do we do as we're traveling and as we're on the way and on our days? We could think about possessing the soul of Moshe, the spark of Moshe. We could think about how to fulfill the days, to seize the day, to seize the moments, and to seize our life, to make the most out of every day in many different ways. If we can make the most of our days, if we can make the most of our minutes and hours and years, the whole world would be more meaningful. Our lives would be more meaningful. The lives of others would be more meaningful, and the lives of the world around us would be more meaningful. And maybe we could finally be zelcha that this year could be the year that Mashiach comes and this Beis HaMikdash is speedily rebuilt, made happen soon in our days, and may that day in fact be today. This has been the TTP Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha and the Yom Tov of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.